From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. This month's Versed in Florida is with poet Sydney Wade. She teaches English at the University of Florida. Her poems and translations of foreign language poems have appeared in a wide variety of journals, including Poetry, The New Yorker, and The Paris Review. Wade's Turkish poetry translations will be published in October. She says, though she came to poetry later in life, she's now helping other poets as the editor of UF's literary journal, Subtropics.
Yes, that's part of the service, I think, is judging contests and editing journals. I do love the editing process. I also translate poetry and teach a course in the translation of poetry from other languages.
Does it translate exactly, or do you have to put other meaning perhaps into it?
No, you can never translate exactly. And the music of each language is different. So you can never duplicate that either. The first thing I tell my students in the translation class is that you can't do this. This is an impossible task. And then we proceed to try. And they turn poems in other languages into very fine poems in English. And it's very rewarding. I love teaching that class.
And you started by being a Fulbright scholar in Istanbul, Turkey, and translating Turkish poems. But now I guess you're saying you're doing this with all kinds of languages.
I translate from the Turkish still. I'm not fluent in Turkish. I work with a native speaker who I'm semi-fluent. He gives me the literal meaning of every word. I miss idioms mostly. We work together. His name is Efe Murad. And our book of translations of the work of Meli Cevdet Anday just recently won the Meral Devici Prize and will be published by Talisman House in October. I'm very excited about that. But yes, my students work in the languages that they have. And so we've worked with Greek, Japanese, Vietnamese, Latin, of course, French and Spanish, Italian, Hebrew, just you name it.
And the poem you're going to read for us today is not about translations. It's not a translated poem.
And it's not about birds either.
Well, about radishes.
It's called Radish.
Let's hear Radish.
Okay. Remember Rapunzel's mother who craved the fresh, wet savor of the little red orb and its crisp white flesh with such grave consequence? That carnal itch to fill the living tissue with a lively meat, even if you have to steal it from a witch? It's the spell of the senses, whose language, written in instinct, binds us to the swell, the hum, the nub, the moist soil of joys and trouble, the sensorium of our many-throated world whose humble beauties sometimes cost the most.
Short and sweet, like unlike the radish.
Yes. I love this poem, and I wanted badly to include it in my book of poems about birds. And one of my former graduate students, he said, Sydney, I have a wonderful title for your new book. And I said, what is it? And he said, Radish and Other Poems, which is very, very clever. Of course, I can't do that. In fact, I don't even think I can include Radish in the new book, which is all about birds. It just doesn't fit. But
yeah, it sort of stands aside.
It does, on its very own, though. Yes, I'll publish in the next book, I guess.
Someone who likes radishes.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Poet Sydney Wade is an English professor at the University of Florida in Gainesville.